The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide any specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Collaborative Wealth, a registered investment advisor. Collaborative Wealth and Falcon Financial Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show that helps you manage and grow your wealth. Join us in our great life adventure. Here are your hosts, Jeff Davis and John Davis from Falcon Financial Management, celebrating over 25 years in North Central Florida.
Good morning, Gainesville. It's another great, beautiful day out there, I'll tell you what. Hey, we are a live radio show. We're going to talk about financial planning. We're going to talk specifically about retirement planning. That's what the focus of the work that John and I do is helping people reach retirement and get through retirement. That's really important that you remember it's not just get to it, it's get through it. So call us today at 877-975-9825 if you have questions. And, of course, if something that we're talking about makes you tickles that fancy that you, it's time for me to talk to someone about this. Give us a call at 352-375-7977. 352-375-7977. You can reach us by email at ffm@ffmonline.com or general@collaborativewealth.com. That's the other one.
General.
Yeah.
The general.
It's an odd address to me. I think it's something that maybe they need to work on, but yeah. Hey, I'm just Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Home office.
It's a home office.
Yeah, general.
So
it's because you're the general.
Yeah, I'm the general. That's a good one. Yeah. So it was what a streak this. It's amazing how I in 3 months, my reviews have gone from explaining why you're down 8 or 9% for the year to holy mackerel. You know, how are we up 6 or 8 or 3 or 4? I mean, it's everybody's up.
Oh, yeah.
All of the asset classes seem to be responding very well. So, you know, whenever that's happening...
NASDAQ just got out of the bear territory.
Uh-huh. Well, it always makes me nervous because, you know, every bottom is turns around with another rise, and then these go down, and then they go up, and then
they still
go
aren't
down.
Even close to all of these. You know, there's articles out there right now, you know, talking about whether this is, irrational exuberance, because a lot of people think we're late in the cycle, mm-hmm. economic cycle.
Well, we are late in the economic cycle, but how do we know when there's nobody that knows what these economic cycle is going to go till it's done?
But the point being that we're still not even touching the highs we got to in October. You know, so how irrationally exuberant can this be versus a reversion back to a mean? And then, you know.
Well, it's always reversion back to the mean, and I think that we are in a an expansion that of the markets that overperformance and underperformance. I believe in the if you go back and you always back to the 1800s when they first started the Dow, you can chart overperformance, underperformance, and they go in 15 to 17 year cycles, and we've just gone through an underperformance cycle from basically 2000 till probably let's say 2015. The markets have been have averaged less than 10%. I think that what you're going to start to see is that the stock market's going to average over 3 to 5 year time frames better than 10%. Which means you're going to have some higher highs and you're still going to have some drops in the market, some negative years, but overall the averages, I think, this should be an overperformance cycle that we're entering. So that's going to be reflected with higher interest rates. We're going to probably have some interest, some inflation. These are all things that people need to start preparing for. Medicare, if you haven't, as you're approaching 65, when are you going to start your Medicare? Are you still working? Should you take Medicare and get your employer insurance?
Did you see import costs actually went down again for the third month in a row?
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Well, I think that...
Imported goods, the price of imported goods. They went down for a third month in a row, which can impact, inflation.
Well, I think that we're getting pretty close to having some resolution with the China deal. Mm-hmm. Everything, yesterday the market went up 400 points based on we're getting closer to the China deal. Mm-hmm. It's, this noise about the wall and, the southern borders, to me it's just politics. What's important what's going on right now is China and mm-hmm. the effect of that, because if we can resolve this, it's good for everybody. Everybody in the world is going to benefit by a China-U.S. deal of the proportions that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. The spillover effect everywhere is going to mean positive things. The economy is, the ISM index, which just came out recently, was again over 50. Went up from 54 and some change to 56 and some change. Mm-hmm. So it actually went up. It told us that the economy expanded.
Yeah, the only real strong indicators of late cycle are really found in retail. Retail seems to really be...
The rest of it is clickbait. Mm-hmm. It's clickbait. It's eyeballs. It's one of the things that's so disturbing about everything that's going on in the world today is there's so much designed to get you to look and click on something on your computer. They call it clickbait. And mm-hmm. it's dishonest. It's as often as I used to laugh about the... the National Enquirer, as you'd go through the line and they'd be talking about aliens abducting babies. That was clickbait. Mm-hmm. And now it's the aliens are on every edge of your computer. And some of these things, it's just somebody. I've been hearing more and more people, though, complaining about being sold things on their. I've got this one ad that shows up on Real Clear Politics and it flashes. I can't figure out, okay, well, that's the end of that. I can't go back to that site. I don't want to, I'm not going to click on you. Stop flashing at me. You're not going to stop flashing at me. I'm not going to come back. They're getting very aggressive in some places with the ads and the way they're trying to get you to go and look at their stuff. Now the economy is changing, and as those manufacturing jobs are going to be replaced by robots, and they're coming, there's going to be other opportunities. So there's things that robots won't do. There's that people still want face to face, still need those people. They still need it's going to, and there are probably jobs that we can't even imagine today, that 5 years from now are going to be more commonplace.
Looking where the puck is going type of thing.
Right,
It's going a lot of community influencers, mm-hmm. The experience economy, mm-hmm. People creating good experiences for other people, whether that be surrounding, the image of a company or, making the experience of, what people do with things that they're going to buy, more enjoyable. You're going to see a lot more soft jobs like that.
Yeah. People are going to, things change. Mm-hmm. They did when the Industrial Revolution came. They did when the technology revolution started. Mm-hmm. And they're going to continue to change, and they're going to change. I believe in the theory of exponentiality, and the theory of exponentiality says that things are, if it's 100 today, you double 100, it's 200, then it's 400, then it's 800, then it's 1,600, boom, boom, boom. All of a sudden, these numbers are going up so quickly. Mm-hmm. Well, that's change. In everything we do, you watch it, it's just happening faster and faster and faster. There's all of a sudden, Moore's Law, Thomas Moore, who helped create the semiconductors. And basically what he said at the time was that the speed of the semiconductors were going to increase it by 50, they were going to double in speed every 18 months and drop in cost by 50%.
I don't know if that was Thomas More, though.
It's Moore's Law.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Well, I know that part. Mm-hmm. Thomas More was a writer.
Yes, he was. I've often thought that they have this. Could you look up Moore's Law and find out what Dr. Moore's first name was? All so right. We'll find out. Thank you. But he had, then in the 70s, he expanded it to every 2 years. And if you look at, let's say, for example, I mean, one of the examples that I use over and over again is the iPhone. You know when the iPhone was, I think you probably have heard me talk about this before, 2008.
Yeah.
It's 10 years old. The revolution that's happened because of that with, you know, I use an iPad all the time. So things are changing so quickly. And so part of what we do at Falcon Financial Management and Collaborative Wealth is help you try and understand and take advantage of these opportunities to retire the way you want to retire. I don't like the word retire. We like to call it financial independence. Mm-hmm. We want to help you be financially independent so that you can pursue your own great life adventures. You know, I'm on my great life adventure. I want you to be on your great life adventure. How do you get there? How much money are you going to need to be able to be financially independent the way you want to be financially independent? When you put in inflation and you come up with a reasonable return rate, you know, we're taking some, we got a lot of variables. How long do you think you're going to live? You know, if you know for sure, it helps, but most of us don't know for sure.
Nope.
But are your parents still alive and in their 90s? Ah, you know, we probably shouldn't be thinking that you're going to be dead at 70. We need to run your plan through at least your parents' age. Yeah. Those are things that you need to be thinking about. How are you going to make money last for 30 and 40 years? Because that's what we're talking about now for a lot of people, is that you have to create enough money to be for your financial independence to be able to fund financial independence for 30 or 40 years.
We were talking about some of those funds, the 2025, 2050
yes.
funds.
What they call lifestyle funds. Target funds.
Target fund. Target date funds.
Target date funds. There lifestyle funds, target date funds.
Yeah. Right. So a lot of these target date funds, you know, they aim for a target date. So if that target date is your retirement date,
mm-hmm.
it's not built to last through that target date.
Right.
It's built to last to that target date.
Right, right. And essentially what you end up with is a portfolio full of income or bonds when you're 65. And mm-hmm. and you may not need that. You know, what you may need is, and in this day and age, the model of having 60% in stocks and 40% in bonds, that's been the conventional wisdom for the last 30 or 40 years. We got to rethink that. And you need to rethink that out there if you're listening to us today. The model that's heavily dependent on bonds in your portfolio to create income and stability for the long term just isn't going to work in this rising interest rate environment.
It's going to be dependent on how bond funds react to a changing rate environment.
I don't know how they could. I think bond funds are a problem. That's the problem right there. And so, you know, we need to consider using CDs. We need to consider laddering your bonds. We mm-hmm. need to consider
owning the bonds,
mm-hmm. short duration bonds, bond funds. If you're ever going to have a bond fund, it ought to be a short duration bond fund. These are the kind of things that we're working on. Real estate is something that we're back. REITs, real estate investment trusts, they're very liquid now. You can get into them and out of them every 30 days.
Some of them,
the ones that we use.
Yeah.
the only thing I'm going to use from now on in my life is something that's a perpetual fund that I can get into and get out of. Liquidity is absolutely important. So, you know, what are you doing with your portfolios? What are you doing with them? I mean, some of you are geniuses and you want to spend your time doing what I do, and God bless you, you don't need me. But for those of you that don't want to figure out, how do I make all of this work? How do I make my money sure my money's going to last? How do I make the decisions about who's going to get my money? How do I make sure that it's going to the people that I want it to go to? Who do I talk to about this stuff? That's what you do. That's what we do. We're the concierge, so to speak. This is these bring me these problems, this is your problems for retirement, and we're going to sort them out for you. What do we do with your 401k? Don't leave a 401k or a 403b at any employer. It's a bad idea. I can't tell you. If you want to hear horror stories, I got a list of them here. This is what happened to this one, and this is what happened to this one. Oh, you know, they told you they're in Fidelity funds, and oh, now they're in the XYZ fund. Why?
You know, I heard a really interesting perspective on a podcast this week. You know, it's getting easier and easier to find answers to questions. In the world we live in, you can Google the answer to just about anything.
Right.
It's more and more important to realize how to ask the right questions. Because finding the answer to a question that isn't the right question doesn't really help.
No, it doesn't, does it?
We tend to be able to help ask the right questions.
That's we'll kind ask, of what we will ask you the do. Right question.
Right. Checklists.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. You know, there's a checklist now. Every client gets in a review meeting. Okay, if you were to die today, where is this stuff? God, what a great idea that is. Oh, I've already done it. You know, 1 out of 20 has said that they've already done it.
Yeah.
But the rest of them, it's a checklist. If you're interested, it's a great organizer. It's a really cool checklist that we're giving to every client. And the purpose of the checklist is, where is your stuff? Where are the life insurance policies? Where are the titles to the car? Where are the deeds to the house? Where are the bank accounts? Who are the representatives? Who's the life insurance agent? Who's your car insurance agent? Who's your financial advisor? Who's the CPA? Who's your lawyer? Where's this? How do I get into your safety deposit box? If you haven't told somebody how to do all of this and made it simple, then many of us have been through mom's, dad's, brother's. Somebody dies. They died without knowing that they expecting that they were going to die. And the thing is a mess. When I had my heart attack and I thought I was dying and I sat there, that was one of the first things I did. I went right back to basics. I said, okay, where is this? Where is that? John knows this. John knows that. There's a big letter that was sitting in my office that says, John, if you're reading this, I'm dead. he didn't have to read it. It's different now.
but
I had it, and I was comfortable. I was at peace. If you're dying, and you know, one of the things you're worrying about is, oh God, how are they going to find this? I hope I can get this information to them before I check out. You're not at peace, and peace and serenity at the moment you die has got to be something I wish on everybody.
I mean. You want to know how many people are missing on that? Go look at the state unclaimed property website.
Oh,
there's so much unclaimed property out there.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is an issue for so many people, and it's some people don't even know what they have floating out there to be unclaimed.
Right. Well, let's not go down that one yet. Let's stay in this lane because I want you to. If you have any interest in this form, I want you to give us a call. At 352-375-7977. That's our office. Or you can give John a call at john@ffmonline.com.
Well, I won't answer a phone that way, but
John, but yeah, but his, you know, he'll reach out to John at ffmonline.com and he'll send you a copy of this if you'd like it. And you'll use it because it's a great tool to help people organize what the final stuff is. And, as a separate issue, we should probably bring that website in someday and tell people, where to go.
Oh, yeah. Well, where I was going with it was, how many people have an employer plan for, a company they were working for 30 years ago that they completely forget about?
We have a client that worked for the city of Chicago. She's in hospice right now, and they just finally found her. And so there's a big chunk of money that's, not a big chunk of money, it's probably $30,000-$40,000, but
that's a big chunk to me.
But it's all of a sudden it's showing up here at the end, so it's it does happen. So I want to urge you, if you we've created the integrated wealth management process, which is a holistic and evolutionary strategic planning program based on a conversation about your financial affairs for the rest of your life. And the goal of this is to help you go from where you are to where you want to be and then through till the end of your lives. That's what we're here for. I've been doing this. This is my 25th year as a certified financial planner. Is that right? Mm-hmm. 1989? No, this is my 30th year as a certified financial planner. So I've been a CFP, Falcon Financial Management. We founded this company 25 years ago.
Yep.
The radio show is about 25 years. So we've been around a while.
Yep.
And we've created a whole nother. We now have the second generation with Trissa Pacciulli and John. We've got two young junior advisors. There's three senior advisors. There's myself. There's Larry Brzezinski. And there's Dudley Wade in our office. Dudley's also a CFP. I know that a lot of folks know Dudley and Larry from their days when they were very active working with VALIC here in the community. So we've got a great team of advisors now. At one point, it was me and Darla. Darla's retired, and, you know, it's been me. When I had my heart attack 9 months, I didn't come to the office. It was just Darla. Mm-hmm. Now we've got some additional depth and a focus on helping people get to, achieve, and get through retirement, whether that's with a 401k or if you're working in the state university systems or state high or the state system with FRS, or you're in a teacher here or working with the state and any all of these folks. You know, the old days we used to, the old pension plans that some people still have, where it was a function of the years you worked and what your age was and what your salary was, and you multiply them all together, and they give you a dollar figure that you're going to receive for the rest of your life. Those days are gone. You have got to do this yourself. From now on, if you're 30 or 40 or 50, if you're not focused on getting to the point where you can accumulate $1 million, then you're going to be struggling in your retirement down the road. It's just $1 million creates $40,000 a year of income. And $40,000 a year of income in 2019 is a reasonably good retirement. Not great, but it's a, you know, you can get by.
That on top of some, you know, Social Security. And
well, yeah. But I guarantee you a $40,000 income in 2030 is going to stink, because that's inflation. It's, you know, it's going to have the buying power of $20,000, half of what it is today. So you've got to start accumulating some money. You've got to understand what it's going to take. You've got to have a commitment to getting there, and you've got to start working with someone who's going to help you be accountable to getting there. Now, some of the folks that are listening to the show, they could do all of this on their own. Mm-hmm. And there's some of us that, you know, actually have to go and take our car in to get it serviced. Mm-hmm. There's some people that just love to get it, pull up the hood, break out the wrenches, and get oily. I don't want to get that. You know, I want somebody else to do that. I don't do my own taxes. I don't want to do that. I believe in the idea of identify your own genius and then delegate everything else. Mm-hmm. And so what do I really do good and what really makes me happy doing it? You know, if I'm going to go, oh, my God, I'm going to spend the weekend doing the taxes. It's going to be the worst weekend of my life having to finish the taxes. Don't do them. Hire somebody to do them. You know, I don't know whether these are the right mix of investments, and seems like everything's pretty volatile, but, oh, throw my hands up, there's nothing I can do about it. Yeah, there is. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't cost that much. You may find that spending a few hours with John and I, it's not going to cost you anything. We're going to show you how to save money, get money back, you know, save money with your taxes, how to make things more efficient and make sure that things are going to happen. You know, if you don't have wills and a will or a trust, and when you die, you just created a mess that's not cheap.
That first conversation's free.
Initial consultations are at no charge. So give us a call at
352-375-7977.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you can reach us on the web. Yeah. We're on Twitter.
Yep. FFM167.
That's right. And
Facebook.
Check out our Facebook page, please. It's Falcon Financial Management, and you want to know what we're thinking? I'm putting articles on there probably every day. Whatever I'm reading, you know, it's just gotten really easy. I could just go to, okay, let's put that one on there. We go through a process that I don't know how I know I'm signed up for whatever the broker dealer told me I needed to be signed up with for, so that I could put these things on the Facebook page. Yep.
And be compliant.
And I'm compliant. Yeah. So yeah, do it. Yep. There they go. Boom. Yep. Off goes another one. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot. If I'm writing an article, in fact, the letter we sent this week should have gone on there. I don't think we put it on there. But we've got to make sure. Yeah, that's something we need to make. We've got a great team at Falcon Financial Management, Collaborative Wealth. It's just amazing, this team that we've currently got. John's future wife, my future daughter-in-law, Alexa Greer. We just love Alexa, but she just got her Series 7. She is just really a key part of everything that goes on in our world there. Rochelle Schuster, if you know the Schuster family here in town, they're great folks. And Rochelle's kind of been our mom, for lack of a better word. She's
office mom.
She's the office mom. She takes care of everything. Rochelle, what do we do? Rochelle, where is it? Rochelle, how does this work? Rochelle. Don't do that again. She sent me a dragon text. Jeffrey, don't do that. Okay, Rochelle, I won't do it anymore. Then we've got our director of First Impressions, mm-hmm. Rachel Keene, who's just been a real sweetheart and has joined us and really stepped up. Boy, the things that she can get done, just she's good. She's really
good.
She's
a great attitude about it, too.
Oh, my gosh, she sure does. And then we've got the junior advisors, John and Trissa Pacioli, and then the three old men, Dudley Wade, Larry Rosinski, and myself. We are in a position to help people, not just today, but well into the future. This organization, this company has been built so that now, when you ask, you know, what's going to happen if you're not here, Jeff, there's a big team of people all around me, and in fact, they're even smarter than we are. So the faster that we can get them up and running, they'll push us to the sidelines, and I'll be walking around the office. Is there something I could do here? John, can I play house? What's going on? Let me talk to somebody, John. Let me talk to somebody.
I'm sure you'll always be welcome to talk to people. You tend to, you know, you've got relationships with some of these clients that I think they're going to want to be talking to you for a long, long time.
I hope so.
Yep. So, yeah, call us at 352-375-7977. Find us on email at ffmonline.com. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Join us in our great life adventure next week at this time for Dollars and Cents with Jeff Davis from Falcon Financial Management. Thanks to all who've made our over 25 years in service so special.
The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide any specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Collaborative Wealth, a registered investment advisor. Collaborative Wealth and Falcon Financial Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.